state lawmakers are wondering how to track the effectiveness of nearly $20 million being injected into the state's mental health care system this year. An interim committee today heard positive feedback on the funding package, but healthcare providers say they're not sure what data to collect to demonstrate whether new and expanded programs are successful. Missoula Democratic Senator Diane Sands said the state needs a way to determine whether those programs are helping people.
We don't even have agreement on what the performance outcome measures are, do we? I mean, in a written form. Every project I've ever worked on has those written out in hard statements with numbers attached to them that you can measure against it.
Glenda Oldenburg, administrator for the department's Addictive and Mental Disorders Division, said her agency is considering tracking 911 calls related to mental health, employment data, symptoms, and housing situations to measure the impact of the state funding.
Definitely, we will be looking at that. And I know that I will be presenting for more in the spring on these outcomes. And we want it to be meaningful where you actually see quality along with quantity.
Representatives of healthcare facilities who attended the meeting said the variance of patient situations makes it difficult to write a blanket definition of what mental health progress looks like. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.